Hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Brian Broyles and I serve as the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. This past Sunday, we spent time in the Apostle Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, and we worked through one of his prayers for the church and talked really about how this should be our prayer. It's the prayer that he had in chapter 3, and it reads like this. He said, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. And I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that's worked within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Now I love verse 20. That God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. That our God, the God we serve, is a God of more. That he can do and wants to do in you, for you, and through you more than you can ask or imagine. And the danger for us in this prayer is not in asking for too much, but in settling for less. In chapter 1, we see Paul pray for these believers, that God would enlighten the eyes of their heart. He had just spent time writing about all that they had in Christ and then prays that they wouldn't just know the benefits of Christ in their minds, but something more, to have a deep sense of the reality of God's presence in their life, to have a deeper experience of what's already true. In this prayer, understanding that God is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine isn't about getting more from God, getting more things from God, but about getting more of God himself. And every day we're bombarded with images of the life that the world wants us to strive for, and we let those images define our peace, to shape our contentment, to direct our choices, and order our priorities. But God has so much better in mind for you. And it's not about the things that you have, for the people that you know, the job that you have, the balance in your bank account. It doesn't matter if you live in a one-bedroom apartment or a big house. In all of Paul's prayers, in all of Paul's letters, you can't find any clear, explicit appeal for God to change someone's circumstance. Instead, what we see, what he asks for most frequently, what he saw as the most important thing God could give anyone, was to know him better. Paul's giving you permission to long for more, to never settle for less than being filled with the fullness of God. I don't know what it is that you've been praying for lately, but if it isn't this, if it isn't to know God in a deeper way, to see God work in your life and in the lives of those around you, then it's just smaller than this. And if we don't have this deep desire, this want to be filled with the fullness of God, to experience God's presence in a deeper way, then we may find ourselves drifting towards the things of the world instead of the things of God. And this is available to you and me. This should be the vision for our lives, that God can touch your heart in the deepest possible way. That's available for you. And we should be asking for this. And in that, we find that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. And I want to encourage you this morning that if your prayers lately have been around things other than knowing God better, than experiencing God deeper than you did yesterday, I want to encourage you to take a minute and ask him for that, to help you to grasp just how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ for you. Let's take a minute this morning, and let's do that now. Thanks again for being with us this morning. I hope this morning has been encouraging for you. We hope to see you back here on the LifePoint DriveCast tomorrow. Have a blessed day.